So it was going to be a really unique opportunity to stand with other women and just send a very clear message that, you know, with this new incoming administration, we were going to be holding Donald Trump accountable. And, you know, there are plenty of women who had different ideologies and political backgrounds who are coming together. And, you know, the site itself talks all about unity and inclusiveness and diversity. So when we were actually added as a partner, being a pro-life feminist group, we're not used to getting included in a lot of circles. But it was incredibly hopeful that this march was doing exactly what it claimed by including people even who had different opinions.
And you don't even support Donald Trump, right?
I was not a Donald Trump supporter, no.
But you are pro-life. And because you have that stance,
I'm incredibly pro-life.
These women all of a sudden said, you and your other female friends in your organization are not allowed to march with us.
Right. Once it came out in an Atlantic article that was actually praising them for being inclusive and adding us, within, I believe it was something like 2 hours, there was a huge Twitter storm of people demanding that we be removed. And unfortunately, the march did cave to that pressure and decided to remove us as official partners. But either way, we will still be out there representing the pro-life feminist contingent, and we will definitely still be marching.
So how can they say they're inclusive and they welcome all women when they're not including everyone, they're excluding you?
Absolutely. And I mean, of course, the irony here is they're standing against a Trump presidency, and you wonder, have they learned anything? The reason that I think a Trump presidency caught a lot of people by surprise is because so few people were willing to openly admit that they were supporting him, right? Because they had been silenced and told that their opinions were unacceptable. And then now here they are doing the exact same thing to pro-life women.